everyone. Welcome to Curiosity Killed the Cat. We're three curious friends.
That's us.
I'm Christy.
I'm Nash.
I'm Yvette. We'll be talking about all things paranormal, supernatural, creepy, spooky, and anything that makes you say, what the f***?
Frank, first of all, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah!
Woo! We clink it right here!
Woo! Okay. Thank you
for joining us.
Yay!
All right, Frank. Mm-hmm.
Testicles, 1, 2.
I like that.
That's a good one. So we were lucky enough for Frank to come into our lives. Mm-hmm. How many years have we known each other?
When Yvette was pregnant of Isaac.
So 8 years.
About eight years. So that's we right, have a crazy years. Group of friends, and that crazy group mm-hmm. of friends went out to Vegas and stumbled upon Frank.
Yes. And I stumbled upon their husbands now, or boyfriends mm-hmm. and brothers and
baby daddies.
Yeah. And so that's where we met, due to mutual friends. And ever since then, I became
one of us.
Great friends. I don't even know. I could say
your family,
buddies,
Frank,
family.
Your
family. Just everything.
We are very fortunate to have Frank in our lives.
Thank you. I'm grateful and I'm thankful that I got to meet every one of you guys, you know?
Yeah.
So,
well, we're glad that you're on the podcast. We brought him on because he has a lot of experiences with the paranormal. So we thought he'd be someone that you guys would like to hear from. And he works in the medical field, so you guys know there's a lot of stuff going on in the medical field. So he's experienced a lot. So we hope that you enjoy his stories, because he's an awesome person.
Oh, thank you. Well, yay! I don't even know where to start off. But
you guys, let me tell you.
Tell us, girl.
You know how after our last episode, we said our little prayer, blah, blah, blah.
You said
prayer for you. So, recently.
No.
Yes, last week.
No, girl.
Or during this week. Well, you know how we got installed, new windows got installed? They're double paned, you know, these
windows? Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So they're not all rattly. They're brand new, you know?
Yes.
Sealed in. So I've been going to bed. Well, I stay up pretty late, like 12, 1 o'clock. And then I've been going to bed, and then I've been hearing, like, a tapping in the bed boy's window. Like, no, it's not a tapping with the nail. It's like a tapping with fleshy
trying to get
part.
Your attention?
Yes. And then I'm like, all right, whatever. I turn around. Otra vez. And again.
Wow. What is it?
I went to the boy's window and I'm like, okay, maybe the construction guys left something on the scaffolding.
Just so you guys know, the boy's window is on the second story. So
the boys are in the second story. So there's
so
nothing.
There's nothing really.
There's no
balcony.
There's no tree. And
there's nothing there.
And there's been construction outside of our building. There's a scaffolding, but it's not attached to the building. It's separated, so it couldn't be banging. It wasn't windy, but it happened. I think it happened for like 30 minutes straight.
That long?
It would stop and go. And I just like, okay, I said my prayer and I went to sleep. And then the next, I texted Leo, hey, I think someone's tapping on the window.
Oh, fuck.
And he thought, you're crazy. But he gets home, and I feel him. He gets home like around 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I fell asleep, and then in the morning, Leo says, dude, the tapping was really loud. I'm like, you heard it too? Wow. He says, yeah, I heard it.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah,
I gotta go home.
So then the next day, it wasn't just tapping. It was rattling.
No, girl.
Yes.
No.
The window, like, if somebody was, like, shaking it, like, rattling. So I thought, okay, you're not going to scare me in my own motherfucking house. So I went into the boy's bedroom. I climbed up on Isaac's bunk bed. I'm like, mom's in my fat ass right here. You're not scaring me.
Shaking out.
Yeah. And yeah. I was like, shaking now. I'm like, I dare you to shake it. Nothing.
Estás loca?
Girl, nothing. What would you have done if they fucking started
That's crazy. At least I could hear it, but nothing. I go back after an hour, I set my alarm.
There's no way.
Nothing.
And the kids were sound asleep?
Yeah. Sound asleep. I go back to my bed, the shaking of the window. It's fucking with me, okay? I was like, oh, no. I kid you not.
Welcome,
Frank. Welcome.
No.
Yeah.
That's pretty intense.
Right? So I told Leo, I'm like, dude, I texted him again. I'm like, it's not tapping anymore. It's rattling. He's like, how can it rattle? Like, it's a double pane window. I'm like, I know. I even went up to the window I pressed on it. It doesn't move. Like, you can see, like, it's fucking thick. And I'm like, there's nothing there. So then the manager comes, does the, like, an inspection. She's like, oh, is there anything you'd like to report? Maintenance issues? And Leo's like, oh, what?
Can you get rid of the ghost?
Leo's like, tell her about the window. I just look at him like, it's not broken. He's like, well, you said it was rattling. I'm like, we're fine. We're fine. She leaves. Don't pay attention to. And I told him, I'm like, I told you the window's fine. It's sealed in. I don't know what's shaking it, though. But, yeah.
Dang. I can't.
Frank, we've been saying that a couple weird things have been happening since we started.
I've listened. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's pretty. I believe it. I mean, you never know. Something could be awoken.
I just can't believe it's happening to Yvette.
Yeah, but I've been.
I mean, they're better you than me. But
you know, what? You know what? I was saying my prayer and stuff, but yeah. I was saying it in my mind, you know, because I was just too tired, you know. But then this whole week, I've been saying it out loud.
Yes,
like I say it as I'm walking up to bed, and nothing's happened.
Do you sage or do you believe in saging?
I did when I first moved in, but I haven't done it. But I thought, like, I'm gonna do it again.
We should do it.
Something needs to happen up in this motherfucking house.
We should do it.
Well, you know what? That whole thing that I've been waking up at 3, I'm like, oh well, this shit ain't gonna happen with the time change. The time change happens, I wake up at fucking 3:01.
Oh, they're like, ding dong.
Yes, at 3:01, I wake up. And I'm like, what the fuck?
The spirit knew the time change.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm like, hell no.
Well, around 3 o'clock, there was an incident that happened at work. I don't even know if I could talk about work, but
yeah.
Sure. Not going to say any names or any places, but... there's a long haul. There's long hallways everywhere.
Can you say what type of work? What I mean?
I don't think so. All I know is that all I could say is probably like there's been like multiple to numerous deaths.
Oh, okay, recently.
Yeah, because it's in the medical field.
Okay.
So there's a long hallway, and at the very end there's an emergency exit. On top of the emergency exit, to the side of it, there is a window that we keep open maybe sometimes during the day, but most of the time it's closed. And around 3 o'clock in the morning, the alarm from that emergency exit went off. So it went off multiple times. Around the same time. So it was like, it started at 2:58 a.m. And then it didn't, I forgot the time that it stopped. But it was numerous times after that. The girl from work sent me a picture of, because we have where it notifies us. And during that moment, while they were in the hallway, the blinds or the curtains, they ended up moving as if there was a wind. Mind you, that window's closed, locked. So there's no way anybody could even go in or even blow on it. So it was around that time. But I mean, there's numerous things that had happened to, I mean, everybody at work. I mean, like I said, there's been tons of deaths.
Well, that's why we're here. What's happened?
That's like one incident. Mm-hmm. But like I said, there's numerous incidents. I mean, to me, I mean, every single person experiences different things. Mm-hmm. When there's two people working together during, they call it knock shift, where there's only two staff members, then that's when both of them even hear the noise, see the ghosts, or not the ghosts, the shadows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just everything they could hear. They one time they heard grunting and like somebody complaining of maybe it was pain, but they went to check up on every single person that is there, and they were all asleep. And they kept on hearing it, even the second floor, which is the generations department. So mm-hmm. that one is kind of more on lockdown. Mm-hmm. And they even came down and to the first floor and asked the girls, hey, is one of your people maybe in pain and you are not noticing it?
Yeah.
But they all heard the same noise and loud enough. So that's one.
That has to be pretty loud.
Yes.
For everybody to hear.
Would you say that they are far away from the rooms, or do they have to do like a walk around?
They have to walk around. So they they do their like their checkups, frequent checkups to every resident, just in case they go I mean, God forbid something. Yeah, medically, or even just, I mean, I don't know, it doesn't matter, a glass of water.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they peek in. If they're asleep, okay. If they're not, then okay. So yeah, they do frequent checks and yeah, a lot
in
of
in your opinion stuff. For somebody that doesn't like that kind of stuff, and they were like, let's say I'm a new employee and I hear that, have you heard of anybody actually quitting because of something like
no.
that?
No. No, nothing. No.
You think it just no. they just it's a normal thing, becomes a normal thing?
Yes. I mean, you're bound to hear, see things, or hear it from an mm-hmm. actual person that experienced it. So yeah. So.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in ghosts. I believe that there is
the other side.
The other side of everything. There's actually, I mean, mm-hmm. like I said, I've experienced, so not just at my job, but even before my job. So
let's take it back then. When mm-hmm. was your first paranormal experience that you, your first memory, and what was it of that you ever saw, felt, heard?
My first actual experience that, I mean, I will never forget. It's when I was 18 years old. I was dating this chick. She was, I would say, maybe around 25 years old. So her best friend, which was one of those girls that you, back in the days, you would call and like kind of like a Miss Cleo thing.
Like a psychic type?
Like a psychic, yeah. So she was a tarot card.
It's me, Miss Cleo. Yeah. I remember
those. Minus the crystal ball.
Yeah, those are the ones that you would call and they would charge you by the minute or something, right?
Right, like yeah. So that's what she would get paid by every, but the longer she would keep the person. But at the same time, she would give them whatever knowledge she's reading through her cards to that person.
She's
so,
like, wait, I see your millionaire.
I see the future. I see the past. I mean, everything that she would say.
Yeah.
She even read the cards to me once, which.
So it, you met this.
Yes.
Tarot
yes.
card reader.
So we ended up becoming friends because she was my girlfriend at that time's mm-hmm. best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So she would do it at her house. There was one night, my cousin and I, we ended up going to her house with my girlfriend, of course. And, we're like, okay, let's call a spirit. Let's see what goes on. So we ended up going to her room. A friend of theirs, which is a friend of people that I know, so I known her since I was a little kid. She was there to my left. Across from me was the tarot card reader, which I used to call her Mystic Terry because her name was Terry. So I would always say Mystic Terry.
I thought you were going to say Mystic Terry.
No.
That's
no. And then on my right side was my cousin, which it was after my cousin's, his sister's passing. She was actually murdered. If you guys know where Black Star is, that's mm-hmm. where it took place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So anyway, so we're in a circle. We have a candle in the middle. Mm-hmm. I don't remember if it was two candles, three candles, but we were in the middle. Everything shut off. My current girlfriend at that time, she was standing behind us. She said, I don't want to participate, but I'll watch. So we're sitting down, we're holding hands, and then before you knew it, something came across and my cousin came in. So she came in to speak through me and I could see myself sitting down and she was talking. All I could see is her standing, playing with her hair like she always did, and answering questions, which the question was, do you want to talk to us? And she said, no, I don't. My cousin, her brother said, why don't you want to talk to us? And she just said, no, because there's somebody in the room that I don't like, which was a girl.
You were dating?
The family friend, et cetera, to the left side of me.
Oh.
And after that, I mean, we kind of broke it off
mm-hmm.
and she did disappear. But before she did, before she disappeared, they even asked her, like, where are you at? Where have you been after her passing? And she just said she was roaming around, kind of like where the clouds are at, if mm-hmm. that's the best way to describe it, for her to roam around, kind of like trying to figure her way.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I mean,
like
then,
in limbo, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So after that, it was kind of like, okay, that's it. That was it with her, because she ended up going through like a cloudy light. Mm-hmm. That I remember of, she walked through there, and after that, there was no more messages from her. Then we tried it again.
How did you guys summon the spirits? Was it a Ouija board or how was it?
No then? Ouija board involved. We used candles. I don't remember if there's this particular color of a candle that I think you use in order for it to kind of be more stronger. So that's how you kind of get to it. And at that time, when I was 18, between 16 to 18, actually, I've always been interested in like spirits, ghosts. Mm-hmm. I mean, I even read the Bible once, not that I wanted it by choice, but it happened that I got to that direction to see it and read it. But anyway, so yeah, but I there's so many, mm-hmm. but yeah. Back to where we were at, we ended up gathering back again into our little circle.
That same day?
Same night.
Okay.
Same position. My ex-girlfriend behind us. The girl to our left. Mystic Teddy to our front. On the right side. Sorry. On the right side, my cousin. And the girl to my left said, okay, let's try to call this person, which I've never met. It was not a friend of mine. I'd never seen him. I don't know who he was. Never heard of him. Mm-hmm. If I am correct, his name was Eddie or Eric, mm-hmm. but I don't quote me on it. Mm-hmm. So anyways, we sit in our circle, we calling, and once again, outer body experience. I came out of my body,
clearly
could see myself. And with that said, the girl to my left had asked if you are, let's keep naming him Eddie.
Yeah.
If you are Eddie, was I at your funeral service? Yes, you were. You were in the front row. Once that happened, she said, okay, well, what was I wearing? Mm-hmm. He answered what she was wearing, which, like I said, mind you, once again, everything's coming through me. I could hear it, see it, but outer body experience. Like, and I see myself talking.
So you could see yourself outside of your body. You saw everybody in the room and the spirit was speaking through you.
Through me. Right.
Okay.
Right.
Just, okay.
So you were like with the Goldberg.
Yeah. And ghosts.
Yeah. Just like that.
Oh my God.
And you have at the moment, you in danger, girl. And at the same time, like you have no, once you're in that position, as for me to speak from my own experience, you have no control mm-hmm. of you coming out of your body and all that because you're already in that position, if it makes
right.
sense.
Mm-hmm.
So once she asked that, she's like, oh my God. And she said, okay, well, how did you die? Like I said, I never met the guy. I don't know his story. I don't know anything. I didn't know anything. Not even the news. I mean, because I don't even watch TV or news. But then when she asked that, I explained it, how he passed, which I could barely remember. I could barely even remember what she was wearing, which was, I don't remember if I'm correct. It was like red pants, black shirt. She was sitting in the first row, third person to the left. Then when she asked how he died, front of his house doorstep, shotguns or shots being fired mm-hmm. and him going down. And as he went down, I could see like family kind of moving mm-hmm. around. And then after that, she broke the circle of having that, I guess you could say kind of reading.
Right.
She broke it. And that's when I felt like the movie Ghost, you know how when she goes back to the body and she goes like that,
yeah,
like kind of like her body starts
you come
moving.
Back
like
too.
A wind, no, like
right, like your body uplifts, yeah, I guess you could say. So then it happened to me, and then she broke it off and she said, I gotta fucking go, screw this. And I'm like, and for me, I just felt confused because now I'm in my own flesh,
yeah,
and I'm confused, like.
What happened?
Yeah. Did this really happen? Where was I at? Why didn't I have no control of it? And I'm just getting the chills even thinking about it. And as that happened, she just got up and quickly left. Mm-hmm. And all I could think about in my head was like, don't leave. You can't leave. Don't leave yet. Like we didn't depart from this
right.
ghost or
correct.
Yeah,
we didn't. She just broke it off as to leave. But I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, it could have been a good thing or a bad thing. Well, it became to be a bad thing.
Why? What
so
happened?
What happened was that same night, we're like, okay, whatever. Ugh, never again. And I was just kind of like, oh, wow, that was an experience. You know, now when I'm in my own senses.
Yeah.
Wow, this is an experience. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was weird. So then with that said, the days after that, weeks after that, I didn't see Mystic Terry until Mystic Terry. Until I didn't see her until like 2-3 weeks later, because we would always have bonfires at the beach with my girlfriend and her and my cousin. So we ended up going, and she said, you know, I'm moving out already by the end of the month. Why is that? And she said, well, apparently whatever we brought into my room and called out, it stayed in the room. Her TV on and off, her DVD player go like playing, not playing, turning on and off, and then eject and going back in. The window ended up breaking. What? Stuff in her room being moved around, and that's when she said, okay, I gotta really move. Like, and then she ended up stopping doing her tarot card readings over the phone just because she was scared herself. Plus, on top of that, like, as the time went by, she was more deep into the card readings.
Excuse me.
I had to burp. I have a little froggy in there. I have to break the ice somehow. Sorry if you smelled that. It was the pina colada. So, yeah. So, mind you, I mean, it happened. She moved away. And after that, we never heard of her. I kept on.
That's what I was going to ask you. Have you heard from her? Did it
maybe? No, now I have her. I have her on Facebook, but it's not like I want to ask her anything. It's just more kind of like, okay, we experienced that. She experienced it. Like, that's kind of it. But yeah.
What about the girl with the red pants?
The girl with the.
The girl that broke it off.
That broke it off.
I didn't see her until probably like maybe 3 or 4 years ago. There was a family friend that passed, and which that's how she became in the circle with my family and their friends. So that's how I know her, and she was there, and I think I just said hi to her. There was nothing like oh my god, let's talk about our past or anything that happened that night. No, I never talked about it with whoever was there with us.
So you never told anybody that your Whoopi Goldberg experience?
No, I know, we like the group that was there, we never talked about it. We just kind of left it at that, and that was it.
Oh,
would you ever do something like that again? Like, if someone told you, hey,
I would do it again.
Wow,
I would do it again. You know why? Because
I thought maybe because you were 18, like, there's things I did at 18. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't do it now.
No, because now I feel like, once again, you get to be more mature and you start thinking like, things you do want to keep going at or not. Or how to kind of like block it off and be like, okay, that was just for that moment, not now. You know, for example, when last, I don't know if this is a new episode, but like last week on Saturday for Halloween, when we went to
the hotel,
haunted hotel in Riverside.
Oh yeah. So Frank and your friends, my brother as well, they went to a so-called haunted hotel. It's called the Mission Inn.
The Mission Inn in Riverside, California.
Yes. And so there's a room, exactly room 215, that's known to be haunted. Do you know the story behind that room, other than the fact that they believe it's haunted?
Until afterwards that our friend, mutual friend, Debbie, told me. But this was after the fact, I think, that I had experienced.
Can you tell us a little bit of the background of the hotel and how or why it's haunted for our listeners?
I don't know much about it because I can't remember because it didn't stay stuck in my head after a few beers. But gotta try to remember whatever I can. But I guess only in the room 215, people have experienced orbs, like round orbs around, which that's not what I experienced. Other rooms have a two-story. So I guess according to the stories that a few people that have stayed there, they've been pushed or shoved on the staircase.
Oh, shoot.
So that's another thing that Debbie had said, but I don't know all the other ones. People walking in the hallway, which I was in the hallway on my phone. It was like past 11, maybe 11:30 at night, buzzed. And I was like looking around, I was like, let me see what time this person comes out.
Yeah.
You know, like I wanted to experience something.
Like a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the only time I experienced something.
How dare
something,
you?
Yeah. My mother's house.
Yeah. Well, since
not today.
Yeah. Well, since the hotel wasn't my house, I was like, you come out, you stay here.
You do what you do. I'll leave.
Yeah. I'll leave. Don't you worry about a thing, girl. Yeah.
Did you experience anything?
Yeah,
I did.
What did you see?
I did. So when we got there, I'm like, well, when I got there, I mean, we met up at the restaurant and we went back to the room. So kind of like settled in, mm-hmm. I guess. Hold on.
Let me fix my creaky knees, okay?
Okay. Let me adjust.
She needs the stairs, guys.
Yeah, for real. Oh, hold on. Wow. Hold on. Okay, continue.
Okay, it's like, resume. Sir, we're all 23.
Resume. I
we're
swear
not
we're
40.
All. Yeah.
We're 21.
I'm offending our guest. So we'll
start. No, she's not offended because I am not 40.
That's
I might be mid 30s.
Low 30s.
All right.
Okay. So, well, when I first got there, I went in through the door. But so when you walk into the door, it's the doors that to the left corner of the room, to the right side corner. You'll see the closet. In between the closet and the door, you'll see kind of like the desk that usually hotels have and a chair. So right behind that chair, that's where I seen an image. I mean, I mean, I could see that there's somebody there, but you can't tell if it's a
shadow?
Female or a male. Kind of like a shadow, dark.
Like,
yeah, I don't know how to explain it.
You could actually see like a silhouette, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as I walked in, I was like, "Oh my god, guys, it's right here." Mm-hmm. And then that's when everybody's like, "Wait a minute, Frank!" But you can't help it. Once things start happening, you can't help it
you
to not see
wait
it.
Wait a minute.
You can't say like,
no
"Okay, Mr.
No.
Ghost, like, give me 2 minutes to settle in."
No, let me get my phone ready. Put my bag down.
Yeah.
So
that happened. And after that, I mean, I didn't see it anymore. And, you know, we was open up and beers and we're drinking, chilling. And now we're talking about certain experiences, which I was telling him about my outer body experience. And then while we were talking, or I was talking, on the right side now is the front door. Right in front of the door, I could see something there.
No, Frank, no.
Now it wasn't a black shadow. It wasn't, but I could just see something there. I just don't know how to explain.
There's like a presence.
Right. So there. And then after that, I was just like, I turned around and they're like, what do you see? And I was like, what the heck? Like, I didn't know you could see my expressions because I thought I was just like kind of
playing it
nonchalant.
Supposedly.
Just like, okay, I'm telling my story. So then after that, I'm talking. And then to my left of me, mind you, now I'm standing in the front of the room. There's two beds in front of me. Right side is our friends Debbie and Diego. On the left side is our friend, your brother Jose, and his lady friend. Yes, his lady friend.
Lady friend.
So then she was sitting there, and as I'm telling my story, still, I could feel that somebody stood next to me.
You felt the shift in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
The
so then I turn around and I'm like.
And that hotel's so old.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Yeah,
so then I turn
sense.
Around, I'm like, what the heck? I'm like, oh, there's nothing, of course.
Hey, friend.
Yeah, and then once again, our friends were like, what is it? And I'm like, and I told them what happened. I just feel like somebody was standing there and that I felt it actually on the floor.
Oh, my God.
And after that, just so I can concentrate on my story, I closed my eyes. So once again, there's a right bed. There's another bed to the left. Two people on the right, two people on the left. When I closed my eyes, I ended up closing my eyes so I can concentrate. As I closed my eyes, I could see people standing behind the beds. But mind you, all I could think about is like, after that...
I gotta go home.
No. After that, all I could think about is, you know, it's probably just in my mind.
Yeah, like you close your eyes and you just
And I'm making... till this day, I'm still just making myself think like it was just in my mind.
Right.
But you never know.
Hey, they're probably thinking like, excuse us, we have someone here that can see us.
Yeah.
Line up. That's probably what it was.
Don't act like you can't see us.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking about at the same time. Like,
and they're
then
like,
I
take
open...
a number, biatch. I was here. Okay?
Yeah, you know, you can't get through anybody besides me, so
I
can get through
you
them.
You know what? I think that happens. I think a lot of the time, like I was telling Isaac, that a lot of the time, the spirits, they're in another dimension, I guess, for me, I believe. And then I think once they see someone, like, with their little antenna, like, ding, 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 they're like, okay, this person can see us. Let's go. And then they're like, okay, we have to say something. We have something to say to you. You have that antenna, that vibe. We can read it. And they gravitate to that person. And maybe that was you that night.
So that happened. Then I opened up my eyes. And that's when I told him also. I was like, yeah, Justine. I was like, it could have been until this day. Like I said, I feel like, okay, it's my imagination. Maybe I close my eyes and I could. Maybe I'm visualizing it.
Kind of when you look into the light and you turn off the lights and you still see some stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I was. Those were my only experiences there at that hotel. On top of that, I'm the one that slept on the cot.
That's all you saw that evening?
That night, yeah, yeah, yeah. So we ended up going to bed and then I slept on the cot. I couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. And it's not because of the bed. It was, I just couldn't sleep. Mm-hmm. I couldn't.
Did you feel like uneasy?
No, I just felt like every time restless? I closed my eyes, there was a dream, a story. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember none of them. Mm-hmm. At every moment, there was a dream.
Oh, okay.
So you were just restless.
Yeah, and I couldn't remember. Maybe it was just me. You know, like once again, I'm trying to make myself think. Like, it's just me. It's my mind. And if it was something that was there in the room, cool. If it wasn't, then cool with me too. But I wasn't having crazy bad dreams or else I would have driven home right away.
That's good.
I would have.
Frank, since I have you here, and I'm sorry if it creeps you out, but I want Frank's opinion. But since you're here in my house, mm-hmm. have you seen anything? Because I don't see, I feel. But you know what? Speaking of feelings, I feel we should pause here and continue next week. Okay, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye. Hello everyone, Yvette here. Thank you so much for listening to part one of Frank's interview. Left you with the cliffhanger, huh? I know, but stay tuned next week for part two, where you will find out if the feeling I have means there's something or someone in my home, or if I'm just going plain crazy. Get those straitjackets ready. Remember to follow us on Instagram at The Curious Cat Podcast, or send us an email with your comments and suggestions at thecuriouscatpod@gmail.com. Please rate, review, and follow us on iTunes or on any platform where podcasts are heard. Talk to you next week.